It is 8:51 at News Talk 760 WJR. In the aftermath of the release of the now infamous video of a Memphis man being beaten by a specialized unit of thugs of the Memphis Police Department, our WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson spoke with good old Ike McKinnon. Ike McKinnon spent decades serving us in Detroit with the Detroit Police Department, both as an officer, where he found himself being having racist activity against him while he was a police officer. And then he was our chief of police. Ike McKinnon talked about what stuck out about this Scorpion unit in the Memphis Police Department and DPD's stress unit. I was around for that. You remember it in the 70s, I think. And as well as police culture versus race, crossing lines as a police officer and just being really bad at what they do. Lloyd Jackson, I'm glad you checked in with Ike.
Yep, had to check in with the former police chief. You know, the five former Memphis police officers, Paul W., charged in the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, were all terminated January 18th, and they each faced several felonies, including second-degree murder. They were all part of a special unit within the Memphis Police Department called Scorpion, which was formed about a year and a half ago to hone in on repeat offenders in the community. That unit has now been disbanded by Memphis Police Chief Sherilyn Davis. I spoke with former Detroit Police Chief Ike McKinnon, who was a young officer on the force in the late 60s and early 70s when DPD had its own specialized unit called Stress, which led to tragedies of unchecked use of excessive force against Detroit's black community. McKinnon says in both instances of the Scorpion unit and Stress, one thing sticks out.
Where were the supervisors? You know, I never heard a supervisor call in. I never saw a supervisor respond to the situation. And that's from all the officers I've talked with who were with Stress in Detroit and other units, specialized units. It's most important to have a supervisor.
Former Mayor Coleman Young disbanded Stress when he took office in 74. All five of the Memphis police officers involved in the Nichols death were black, as was Nichols himself. There were previous cases where the officers were white and the victims black. I asked former Chief McKinnon, are these police involved incidents of culture? He says a little bit of both.
We as law enforcement officers, we have to abide by the law enforcement code of ethics, law enforcement code of conduct. So some officers will abide by, some will not. Any officer who goes above and beyond and treats people not humanely, that becomes the bottom line here. How are you going to treat people? And I think that if you are a poor person who is of color or a person who is poor, there's a tendency for officers to treat you differently. I'm sure, I really believe these officers had come across a young white man that they would not have treated him that way. Let's say this. Do we see these kinds of incidents happening in more affluent neighborhoods? We just don't.
McKinnon says it was troubling seeing those officers just allow the beating of Nichols to happen. As a cop, McKinnon says there was a line he wouldn't cross, and he wouldn't let others cross either.
I always said to guys, listen, I'll get into a fight, but I'm not going to kick anybody behind, and I'm not going to beat them up. And if you do something wrong, I'm going to stop it. And this becomes the bottom line for all officers, black or white. There's a line for you. There's a line that you will not cross.
The five Memphis police officers are due back in court, Paul W., for a bond arraignment February 17th. And after seeing the video on Friday, the Shelby County Sheriff, Floyd Bonner, he's placed two of his deputies on leave pending some further investigation on whether they violated any policies.
Well, it's just a horrible thing. It's just and what it tells us too, Lloyd, that what the African-American community told us for years, and a lot of times people didn't believe them. Ever since those cameras came around, that whole shield, that code of silence is gone that mm-hmm. cops had. And now we're seeing just how bad it can be. I have to tell you, I could never have believed for a guy who wasn't resisting arrest that anyone would be treated that way, whatever color or economic status they had. I never would have believed there could be such ineptness, such idiotic behavior. It's not even incredibly bad police work. It's not police work at all. It's thuggery. I mm-hmm. never wanted to believe that that could happen. And if it happened here, it's happened elsewhere when we didn't know about it.
Yeah. Well, Paul W., the report that the Memphis police turned in on the night of that incident, you know, directly conflicts with what we saw on that videotape. Totally different.
And how many times have we depended on those reports in the hands of the perpetrators of crime, which is what these police officers were? And we would, in the past, read their report and say, well, they say that this is what, you know, that's that didn't happen. And so there's so much wrong here. These guys should be put away forever. But it also goes against all the people and politicians, especially, who said, defund the police. The police need much more money for much better training and the opportunity to be very picky about who they hire to carry a badge and a gun legally.
And believe me, Paul W., you know, let's remember that they are thousands and thousands of great police officers.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said it again. We've said it a million times. I'll say it again. 99.9999% of the police officers do a tremendous job, go through hell to protect us and do the job they do. These cops represent a very small percentage, but it is a percentage that must be eliminated, must be eradicated. And the first way you do that is by showing these guys just how much punishment they're going to go through because of what they did.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst. We're done.